Christian G's fragile health, because Christian G always seems to have been never robust in, but at least in my understanding, and I never questioned it, I never looked at it or thought about it, but it seemed to be related to, or it seemed to be as a consequence of the extraordinary sensitivity that he had, and perhaps also of internal things that he was going through. It's not as if he was just someone who was frequently poorly because his body didn't work well. On the opposite, in fact, it seemed that his body worked extremely well, but it was put under such severe pressure by his internal life, or by his sensitivities, or by the process, or something like that, or the demands that he made on it with what he gave in the teachings, in the public talks.
Yes.
So I might have just imagined all this, but there's also a very strange phenomenon, of course, where we mentioned it, I know, before, but where he would not be well, and we didn't know if he could give a talk or not, and then suddenly this incredible force,
yes,
would be there, and he would be fine.
Yes.
And he'd generally be fine until the talks were over, and then, boom.
Yeah, that's right.
He would collapse.
Now, this thing about energy coming to him, for what others, what source, I don't know what to say, but it was, from the viewer's point of view, it was extraordinary,
mm-hmm,
where again and again and again he would be ill the day before or 2 days before, and then...
I know, just roaring.
Blazing in the head.
But what about this, his kind of fragile health? Do you feel, is this just a connection I've imagined?
No. I mean, that's the way I saw him, too. No, he would describe something to, he'd say it was something I ate if he didn't feel well. But I don't think it was something he ate. I think it was that he was under too much demand physically, and all the traveling around. He said at some time, or more than once, that if he just sat in India under a tree and people came to him, he'd probably have lived longer.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
That is this funny. I mean,
yes.
This time that
it's the traveling that was hard on.
Yeah. And at one point, when he said that to me, I said, like, 100? He said, oh. He said, because he said he'd lived to be very old. I said, like, 100? He said, oh, no, very old. As though 100 wasn't.
Well, his predictions of his how long he'd live were so varied.
Yeah.
It's like the...
But, Mary, come back to this health thing. You see, for instance, I mean, it's just very strange. For instance, Krishnaji would have a fever.
Mm-hmm.
For no apparent reason, no apparent infection, or, and then it would be gone,
mm-hmm,
in a day or two. See, that's all very strange. People just don't get fevers and then it goes.
Well, of course, he did have medication of some kind.
Yeah, but it's still not, I mean, it's not...
No, his health was delicate, but on the whole, his health was very good. When you consider, except for certain times, like in India when he was so sick for so long, and in the 40s when he was supposed to go to India, had some sort of kidney trouble.
Yeah.
But on the whole, he didn't have any of the things like heart trouble or
no,
any of those things.
He didn't have any of those things. He took just immaculate care of himself. But at the same time, his body just didn't function like a normal body. At least it didn't seem to me. Yeah. It seems it's like this. His saying that the line between life and death was very faint or very thin, or it was a very thin thread. So it's just not. There was just something odd about his delicacy that didn't seem to be biological or physiological. It seemed to be a physiological consequence of something else.
You have to also consider this. An awful lot of conflict went on around him.
Right.
When he lived with Rajagopals, it was awful. And later on in the school, we know all that.
I know.
India, there were always problems. Now, the things that make for stress and worry and wear and tear that the rest of us all cope with, in a way, he didn't. They bothered him at the moment they were happening, because that was mm-hmm. what was happening. But it was gone. It was dropped. I don't know how to put it. When it wasn't in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Now that would have a lot of effect on your physical health. I mean, the things that worrying, the way, say, Kathy worries about something now that affects her health.
You see,
he didn't have those.
No, he didn't, exactly. He didn't have any of those.
He didn't worry. But he would say to me, you mustn't get tired or will affect me.
Mm-hmm.
And you must do so and so because it will affect me. Now that, if you put two and two together, it was as though it would affect him in the moment, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't affect
mm-hmm.
beforehand or the next day, but if I were tired, that would be what was happening then,
mm-hmm.
and that would affect him.
Mm-hmm.